And I never really understood that song until this weekend, or maybe a few days before this weekend, when I had the privilege to get a preview of Susan Lacey's Inventing David Geffen, which premieres tomorrow on PBS at 8 o'clock p.m. Susan Lacey, if you're not familiar with her name, I'll bet you're familiar with her work. She's been an award-winning originator of primetime public television programs since 1979. She's the creator and executive producer of American Masters and has been responsible for the production and national broadcast of more than 180 documentary films about our country's artistic and cultural giants. Some of her other subjects, in addition to David Geffen, have included Ella Fitzgerald, Hank Williams, Billy Wilder, Les Paul, Joni Mitchell, but that's not why I played Joni Mitchell. We'll have Susan explain that to you. And you can see the whole list of American Masters at PBS.org, which is now celebrating its 26th season on PBS. In addition to her executive producing role, Susan Lacey is an award-winning filmmaker. Her 2004 Judy Garland By Myself, which is excellent, I've seen it, earned her an Emmy Award for writing and an Emmy nomination for directing. And I'll tell you, I've got a whole list of all of the things that Susan Lacey has created, including Joni Mitchell, A Woman of Heart and Mind, Leonard Bernstein, Reaching for the Note, Lennon NYC, which is a film exploring John Lennon's life in New York City, No Direction Home, about Bob Dylan, Paul Simon, Born at the Right Time, and I've been a fan of Susan Lacey's for a very long time, so I'm all excited, you guys. Her brand new project, Inventing David Geffen, which, as I mentioned, premieres tomorrow night on PBS, and you'll be able to buy a DVD of it if you want to. And if you're not familiar with David Geffen, well, I don't know where you've been, but I'm going to tell you. David Geffen's far-reaching influence as agent, manager, record industry mogul, Hollywood and Broadway producer, and philanthropist has helped shape American popular culture for the past four decades. And he's always been kind of camera shy, but Susan Lacey got him to talk about himself, and he narrates his own unorthodox rise from working-class Brooklyn boy to billionaire entertainment power broker. And Inventing David Geffen includes interviews with folks like Cher, Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg, Elton John, Don Henley, Clive Davis, Jackson Brown, all kinds of folks that you will be amazed by, and amazed by the far reaching of David Geffen. And Anything Goes is honored and pleased to welcome Susan Lacey. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Lise.
Thank you so much for making time for us. We know it's a busy time for you with Inventing David Geffen premiering tomorrow on PBS.
Yes, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. And
in the hands of the gods now, as they say.
Well, I've seen it, Susan, and I think the good work will speak for itself, as all of your work does. I've been a longtime fan, and I really must say, I have to gush on the air, that any time I personally am blown away by something on PBS, 9 times out of 10, you have your hand in it.
Oh, thank you.
Really, your work is very fine, and there's something about the way you approach a documentary about a person that has not a distance, but a certain humanity to it. Is that your intention, or is that just something I'm talking out of my head about?
That's very much my intention. You know, film it's got to have an emotional element to it. So I'm always looking not only for the objective facts, so to speak, but what does it mean and what does it add up to, and what factors in a person's life and the times, and you know, bringing all those elements together to create a real portrait as opposed to a new show. And a portrait usually has an element of humanity to it. We are making films about people. So I'm glad that you see that, because that is very much intentional on my part.
It's not something I see, it's something I feel.
Yeah, thank
right?
you.
And what is amazing, in addition to the work, the body of work that you've created, is the access that you have, and I'm guessing that folks like David Geffen entrust themselves to you, even though he's been historically kind of press shy, and he probably has darn good reasons for that. But
yes,
you got access, and I'm sure it's because of your body of work as well. Tell me about that.
I think that's absolutely true. I knew that David was a fan of the series, because you know I've of course interviewed him before because I directed the film on Joni Mitchell, so I got to know him. I didn't get to know him, but I became aware of him obviously through that. And then you know he's part of the John Lennon story as well, and he's part of the Neil Young story. He's part of the Ahmet Erdogan story. These are all films that we've made in American Masters. By the way, I want to clarify something. I don't direct all of them. I did direct this. I did direct Judy Garland. I did direct Joni Mitchell. I did direct Leonard Bernstein. But I didn't direct Bob Dylan. Martin Scorsese directed that one. I work with many, many fine filmmakers. I just wanted to clarify that.
Mm-hmm.
David Geffen kept popping up. And in all of these different films, and I became very interested in knowing more about him. And when I realized that he was also the guy behind Laura Nyro, I kind of sealed it for me. I said, I got to get to know more about this guy, because that's showed an incredibly fine ear to have heard how important an artist she was when she was really going against the grain of the time when she... you know, first started. She was, you know, kind of goth before there was a thing called goth, you know, and everybody was into Joan Baez kind of looks and sound and all of that. She was very different, and I thought, whoa, I think she's one of the greatest songwriters that ever lived. And so I knew, because he'd been in so many of our films, that he was a fan of the series, and I thought he would be receptive to an approach from me, and he was.
Wow. Let me just backtrack to Laura Nyro and all of these other fine people that you said. David Geffen appeared in the documentary films about them. For those who are not really familiar with David Geffen's career, can you tell us a little bit about what David Geffen had to do with Neil Young and Laura Nyro uh-huh. and John Lennon?
Okay, well, he started off as an agent, and quickly became a manager with a sole client, Laura Nyro. He left a very, you know, good, solid place as an agent at William Morris and took a flyer with Laura and became her manager, and that, you know, blossomed into his taking on the management of a lot of important artists from the 70s, including Joni and Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Neil Young and so forth, and Jackson Brown and the Eagles, and then he decided that he wanted to start a record company with all of these artists. And most of them were on Asylum Records, which really was the label of the 70s. It's certainly the label I grew up on. And it was kind of consistently excellent and hit out of the park almost every record. He then went on to have a stint in the movie business at Warner Brothers. Then he came back and started Geffen Records, which became the most successful independent record label, I think, ever, certainly at that time. And that was a whole different kettle of fish. That was no longer the singer-songwriter movement of the 70s. This was, you know, Nirvana and Guns N' Roses and Aerosmith and, you know, amazing, amazing record company. And then he became a co-founder of DreamWorks. And he produced Cats, and he produced Dreamgirls, and, you know, he's just phenomenal every time you turn around that David Geffen was popping up, you know, with something extraordinary, and something that only he could do. Not very many people could have pulled $2 billion together in a week to start a new studio, the first one in 65 years.
Well, it seems almost like David Geffen kept doing things that nobody else could do over and over and over again.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, one of the lines in the film, very sadly from the late Nora Ephron, who we all miss terribly, was, that's why he's David Geffen and we're not. he's uncanny and completely rooted in the belief that he can pull off whatever he wants to pull off, which I think is an extraordinary quality. And I think very few people actually have that. And he had it in spades, and it's paid off for him. But he had an unflappable belief that he could pull off whatever he wanted to pull off. I think it's amazing quality.
Yeah, the thing that I find amazing about that, Susan, is that often we associate that kind of unflappable belief in oneself with an insensitivity to others. And David Geffen absolutely does not bring that to the party. He was very loyal to Laura Nyro, and of course very, very sympathetic and generous when it came to AIDS research and being an advocate and a philanthropist. So, I mean, you've been in his space. What is it like?
I've been very much in his space for many years now. By the way, Laura Nyro wasn't so loyal to him.
Yes.
Which is a story in the film. When he started Asylum, she had told him she would sign with his new record company, and he read 2 weeks later that she'd re-sign with Columbia. And it was a huge element in his life. I think he was publicly embarrassed at starting a new record company and having a major artist like that, who he had announced was signing with him. But I think he was personally felt very betrayed. And I think David's had hurts along the way. It's something he doesn't particularly like to talk about, but something I could see in looking at his career. Wasn't always given back to in the same way that he gave. But he remains friends with almost everybody he worked with in the 70s. So says something about, and we've had two major screenings in New York and Los Angeles of this film, and all of Hollywood turned out, you know. It was quite incredible.
Wow. And you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, speaking with documentary filmmaker and creator of American Masters, Ms. Susan Lacey, about her newest project, Inventing David Geffen, and talking about David Geffen in general. I think another extraordinary thing about David Geffen, Susan, is that most folks wouldn't think that he started out the way he started out. His beginnings were humble.
Very.
And he got his start in show business in the mailroom, you guys, at William Morris Agency.
Which I don't think was unusual. I think the mailroom was the place to start. I think very unusual to have become David Geffen out of the mailroom. But he didn't stay in the mailroom very long. And I'm not going to give it away. It's a very funny story about how he got his job at William Morris. But you have to watch the film to see it.
And when can we see the film, Susan Lacey? Since you're plugging, why go for it, girl.
It's on tomorrow night, Tuesday night, I believe 9 o'clock in most places. And I think it will be in most, I think it's, the carriage is very good on this, so I think it'll be in almost every city. And I urge you to watch it because it's fun. It's a fun film. I had a lot of fun making it. And I had a lot of fun meeting all the artists that I grew up on, his music
wow.
I grew up on. And I had fun scoring this film. It was, it was a challenge. It's an amazingly complex story. He's an incredibly complex man. And it's a complex story that covers 4 decades. And he's the only person I can think of that we've made a film about. And I say this with, conviction, that has been successful in all three areas of the entertainment business. Music, Broadway, and film. Mm. And I can't say that about anybody else we've made a film about. It's kind of extraordinary. And he's been enormously successful in all three areas and has affected those disciplines.
More than affected, changed the course of history.
Exactly.
An interesting quote from David Geffen is that he says, "I always thought that each person invented himself, that we are each a figment of our own imagination, and some people have a greater ability to imagine than others."
Right. That's how I begin the film.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think when he said that, I want to clarify something. He didn't narrate this film. That makes it sound like he went with a script into a recording studio. That's
mm-hmm.
not the way it worked. I ended up using his interview as the spine for, propelling the story along the way. But, I probably have, I don't know, 10 hours of him that I didn't use, because you do all these interviews and then you piece it together in the edit room in a way to tell a story and have it flow. But he didn't narrate the film. He actually didn't see the film until it was finished.
Oh, no, I understand that, but you're right. I'm coming from the perspective of having seen it, so I thank you for that correction. And I just want to tell everybody one more time, Inventing David Geffen premieres tomorrow night on PBS, and it was directed and, correct me, written by Susan Lacey. Am I correct, Susan?
That's right.
With this project?
Mm-hmm.
And you can get information about American Masters, all of them, by going to PBS/American Masters and checking that out. If you wouldn't mind, Susan, I just played Joni Mitchell, Free Man in Paris, which I personally never understood until I watched your film. And, the lyrics are really striking, mm-hmm. about how nobody's future to decide.
Well, the song, and I think most people didn't know this, was written about David.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he is the free man in Paris. And they had gone, Joni and he were very good friends, and they had gone to Paris. He had reached a point of beginning to wonder whether he wanted to continue to manage and deal with all these artists who he was, you know, giving 300% of himself to. And I think he was burned out and tired. And he went to Paris and had a wonderful time for the first time, probably in a long time, where he just kind of let himself go, wasn't on the phone all the time, was a free man in Paris. And Joni wrote that song while they were there.
Yeah.
She's an amazing, she's the other one. She's, oh my God, what an incredible artist she is. I mean, she wrote the song Woodstock while she was watching what was going on in Woodstock. And the next day, Woodstock had been written. So she is phenomenal. But she saw that in David and saw that he was, you know, enjoying himself in a way that he hadn't in a long time. You know, not having, ideal in telephones, dreamers and telephone screamers. Everyone wants to be my friend. Everyone wants to get ahead. I mean, there was probably huge pressures on David to deliver for everybody all the time, and I think that little respite in Paris was fundamental for him. I think he realized he didn't want to continue to do that.
Nobody calling him up for favors and no one's future to decide.
Exactly.
Absolutely amazing. And another quote from David, I have no talent except for being able to enjoy and recognize it in others. He's really brings an extraordinary humility along with a very, I don't want to use the word bipolar because that has a bad connotation, but he's a man who is born of contradictions, as so many of us are, it seems, because mm-hmm. he brings so much.
He's a complex guy. But I think that humility is real. I think he knows that he's not, you know, the guy who wrote the songs. I mean, you know, but he knows very well who he is, and that many of these careers would not have had taken the shape that they did without David. Not that he, you know, he didn't write the songs, he didn't direct the movies, but he created the environment in which that could happen, and he believed in them, and he believed in their talent, and stood by them. So that's a huge contribution. Often it's the people behind the scenes who really create the cultural revolution. But somebody has to create the possibility for it, you know, and that's what David did.
Unbelievable. Well, I can tell you, Susan, that I was forced, because of my schedule, to watch Inventing David Geffen in two parts, and I woke up the next day feeling like, I have to get back to that. I felt like I was losing my mind, not having completed the journey of learning about how David Geffen was invented. I once again must gush. Thank you so much for making time for us today here on Anything Goes. I congratulate you on the extraordinary quality of your body of work. It's not easy, I know.
Well, I thank you for that, and it gratifies me when people recognize what goes into these films, because we put 150% of ourselves into them, and we, you know, don't leave any rock unturned, and in trying to find all the material that will bring these stories to life. And then, you know, they're structured very unusually. I mean, they're not cradle to grave kinds of things. We are looking for texture and layers in the way we tell these stories. So it's very gratifying when people see that. Thank you so much.
How many, just before I let you go, how many years from beginning to end does it take you in general to create one of your American Masters series?
Well, I would say every film takes at least a year, and sometimes they take more.
Wow.
But at least a year.
Any sneak peek into what's up next, Susan Lacey?
Well, we're making a film right now about Mel Brooks, which will be on the air next May. We've just finished a beautiful film on Joseph Papp, which I just love this film. We are doing a film on Alice Walker.
Wow.
And Dorothea Lange. I don't know if you know who Dorothea Lange is, but you wouldn't know what the Depression looked like. You know it's a depression, the Dust Bowl and the migrant workers look like from her photographs. You know, that very famous photograph of the mother and child.
Okay.
In the migrant camp, and this great story. Lots of wonderful things coming up.
And we can find the information about that at pbs.org/AmericanMasters. Is that
Absolutely.
Where we go?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan Lacy, and thank you, well, congratulations. I think you're getting an award this weekend, right? A couple of weeks from now.
Yes, I'm being honored at the Hampton Film Festival, Documentary Festival, but we have been very honored. I mean, American Masters has won the Emmy for Outstanding Nonfiction Series 8 of the last 12 years.
Well,
so we've definitely been recognized.
Well, it's well deserved. I thank you so much again for making time for us here on Anything Goes. I hope you'll keep me in your I'm going to say Rolodex. How old
Absolutely.
Am I?
Absolutely.
You know, very scary.
And your name begins with A, so you're right on top.
I like the way you think, Susan Lacy. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and thanks
and
again for making time for us here on Anything
so
Goes. Thank you. Bye bye. I'm telling you guys, that film, which I was privileged to receive a DVD of, check it out. Tomorrow night. Well, you know, it will be repeated as well, but it premieres tomorrow.